Interior of the Church. The interior, radically rebuilt in 1725, is a single hall. Remains of the late Quattrocento structure are the presbytery with the dome, the right-hand side chapel, near which is a panel in oil by Schiavone with episodes from the life of St. Roch, and the left-hand side chapel. Four 16th-century altars on the sides of the nave give an overall sense of order. On the ceiling, a vast canvas by Giovanni Antonio Fumiani depicts the Charity of St. Roch. In niches at the side of the entrance, in the counter facade, there are two statues by Giovanni Marchiori, dated 1743. On the right, St. Cecilia, and on the left, David and the head of Goliath. Also, on the sides of the door are what were once the doors of the old organ. Above these are lunettes by Giuseppe Angeli, depicting the vow of the dog and the patriarch of San Rocco in 1576, and the transportation of the body of St. Roch to Venice. In the center of the nave, in front of the bussola, is an 18th century processional crucifix. After the first altar on the right are two canvases by Tintoretto and the second right-hand altar before reaching the presbytery. The latter, enclosed by a balustrade and closed by a brass gate from the beginning of the century, houses another four canvases by Tintoretto and the high altar. On the sides of the altar are putti on the right and others on the left. These are all that remains of the fresco decoration by Pordenone, also author of the dome. Those visible today in the lunette in the apse, with the transfiguration of Christ and in the dome itself, however, are reworkings from 1765-67 by Giuseppe Angeli. The richly carved stalls are partly the work of Giovanni Marchiori. The entrance to the sacristy corridor opens after the left-hand side chapel, then comes the second left-hand altar. On the remaining part of the wall, we find, at the bottom, the expulsion of the moneylenders from the temple by Giovanni Antonio Fumiani, and above, a panel with Saints Martin and Christopher, painted in 1528 by Pordenone, who is also the author of the contiguous frescoes with the Massacre of the Innocents, and another scene crowded with figures. Finally, we come to the first altar on the left. Above the door is the organ built by Nacchini in 1743.